So good evening, everyone, and welcome to this Health and Wellbeing Scrutiny Committee. Can I go to item one to receive any apologies for absence?
Thank you, Chair. We've had apologies from Councillor Beach, Councillor Legg, Councillor Walker, Councillor Warman, and County Councillor Atkins.
Thank you. And just to confirm for the record that we are correct with three councillors here. Item number two, declarations of any interest. Do any councillors have any declarations of interest?
Just for the record, Chair.
Okay. Thank you. Item number three, to consider any urgent business brought forward to the meeting under Rule 12. I'm not aware of any urgent business. Thank you. Item number four, questions from the public. We have not yet received any questions from members of the public. Number five, agenda item, questions from members of the committee. Have you guys got any questions before we begin? No? Okay, I'll go on to agenda item six then. Public minutes of the previous meeting on the 12th of December 2023. I propose the approval of the public minutes from the previous meeting. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Smith. We'll now go to the vote. All those in favour? And it's unanimous with the three councillors here. Thank you. So scrutiny review, item number seven, the scrutiny review programme. So we've got the two review of suicide rates. I think Councillor Holton is on her way, so I'll defer that subgroup committee item to her when she arrives, but with exercise provision, we are just obtaining more information regarding other borough councillors. I believe Councillor Peters and Councillor Beach has provided us with some information regarding their subsequent councils in provision of exercise. So it's like Councillor Warman and myself to go on with our items for that committee. Would you like to add anything to that, Mike?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I think that's a good summation of where we are at this point in time. We've spoken to everyone at Active. They give us a really good debrief on the services that they offer for 12 to 18 year olds, which has been our focus group. As part of moving this review forward, what the councillors are doing is having a look at some of our different local authorities across Staffordshire and further afield to be able to benchmark with the services that they provide. It's not necessarily to judge them on quality, to have a look, see if there's anything different that we may want to consider delivering in East Staffordshire as well. And the other point to consider amongst all of that, we do offer free exercise equipment on certain parks and open spaces for 12 to 1, not necessarily 12 to 18 year olds, it can be any age, but certainly there's an opportunity there. And also the other services that are available, such as sports facilities and Everyone Active. We're also able to give an overview of how they link in with the voluntary sector and how important that is.
Thank you, Mike. If it's okay with the committee, I'd like to defer that review of suicide rates until Councillor Holton is coming. She's on her way. Sorry, Mike, are you wanting to? I already asked her if she'd give an update, so yeah, thank you. Cheers, Mike. So item number eight then, future reviews. This is just to kick off the conversation of like when we conclude this work we've been doing on the subcommittees, what are the ideas going forward that we want to look at. Just to note, at the last, you know, the last time we had this conversation, I had a conversation with Councillor Warman regarding safety with members of council and staff. But of course, because of the national Martin's Law, there has been amendments to the provision of security measures in the council, as probably members have seen last night, there's been a task force assigned in regards to security. Is that a fair summation, Mike?
Yeah, I just build on that, Chair. We as a council have looked at a lot of our internal security procedures as a result of Martin's Law hasn't come in yet, but we're aware of what that may entail. So we've been speaking with the police about how we can improve our own internal security, and you'll have seen at various council meetings how that's come into effect. So as part of a future scrutiny review, not necessarily a full report, but to invite Mark Risk along as head of service, who is the chair of our new Protect board, and Joe Barrington, who is the officer that supports Mark. That will give you an understanding of some of the work that has been undertaken so far in response and getting prepared for Martin's Law, but also making sure that members and officers are protected, and also what's planned in the future as well, to give you reassurance as a scrutiny group.
Thank you, Mike. So with that being said, I'll put it out to other councillors here. Have you got any ideas or anything that's a particular concern to you guys? Councillors, I'll be less informal. That you'd think would be a good scrutiny item?
I'm differentiating my mind. I've got several topics, but if the county council to address, not the district council. They suggested the last one, the last meeting. I'm struggling to think of it. But we need to. I think there's something around the NHS that the responsibility sits with the county council on that in terms of detailed scrutiny. I mean, I think what occurred to me was maybe we could think about the ambulance service, West Midlands ambulance service. I'm still not clear whether that's a county council responsibility to hold them to account.
Did you want to come in? Sorry.
Yeah, I think if Councillor Atkins was sitting in the room, may well say that is a county council responsibility to West Midlands Ambulance Service. One thing that does spring to mind is right care, right person. The police are starting to roll that out, and again, Councillor Atkins may well view that as a county council responsibility. But I think as local members, you may want some reassurance that right care, right person is being delivered in East Staffordshire, and what that will look like. So perhaps inviting the police along in terms of their rollout for right care, right person, and what that will mean for different partners and stakeholders. I know the police have been engaging with different authorities around this to make sure that when it does come in fully into action, that it will be seamless. So it may well be you can get some local understanding of what arrangements are being made with different organisations.
Just on something around that, as a council, I met with Scott Gidman, who's a division commander. I think Mark and Mike meeting fairly regularly as well. But getting consistency across Staffordshire and the way they're policing is something that's very important.
Evening, Councillor Holton. We're just at item number 8 in the agenda, future reviews. So we're just contemplating about possible ambulance services to review, possibly review that, but it could be a county council kind of scrutiny and the right person, right place,
yes.
Policing, which could also mean county, but we can have a look into that. I was wondering if you had, I know you've just got into the room, so had any other thoughts about what scrutiny items we can do in the future?
Strategic planning, which is the commissioner. Now the commissioner, he's more than happy to turn up talking about anything. But the fire service very rarely gets a mention. and they're adding a lot of value on many fronts. You know, the eyes and the ears of the DWP, and all sorts of things, checking people's health and well-being, fitting fire alarms and all those sorts of things. Just a thought.
Yeah, just to build on what Councillor Peters has said, Chair, that might well be another useful presentation to have rather than a commissioning a full report to have the fire service in, talk about their community work that they're delivering and how that's improving the health and well-being about our residents. Police service, we've just got to be a little bit careful we're not straying outside of the remit of this group, which is health and well-being. Certainly have the police along for right care, right person, because of the consequences that has for individuals that the police encounter and the way that service is delivered. But if you're looking at policing in general, it may not be within this remit of this committee. Neighbourhood policing might be something you want to consider, how that's delivered and how that ensures the safety of our local residents. That's not looking at a Staffordshire footprint, you're looking at locally and what that would mean.
Thank you, Mike. Councillor Holton.
Yeah, just my feedback on this, really, or my contribution would be just based on some of the work that we've been doing of late in the borough, and particularly around elderly care and the lack of elderly care. I've been working with, as I've several councillors, been working with a new CIC called the Mother Wilkins Elderly Care Support. Councillor Smith knows them well. And they've just opened up a centre on Branston Road and are having elderly and older citizens come in once a month at the moment, with the hope of increasing that. And what the findings there are that, as well as isolation and loneliness, which we're all aware is an issue, the elderly citizens are not turning up for appointments. They have no way of getting to appointments, GP appointments, hospital appointments, and general sort of just not caring or not able to care for themselves, but certainly not at the stage where they're having to go into a care home. And the other issue there has been respite for the families who are caring for them. I know of one who've got both parents, and unfortunately both just been diagnosed with dementia. And as you can imagine, for the family, one of which the daughter is having to give up a full-time career to take care of them, it's straining. And so this particular centre is looking at the possibility of offering a respite, even if it's just one or two nights a week, for the family. So if we can have a look at the elderly care, really, within the borough, and what there is and how the borough can get involved with some signposting. I know also that Support Staffordshire, for a long time, the old East Staffordshire CVS, they used to do a food bank, a facility to feed the elderly. Age UK, and it was almost 5 days a week and offered transport to and from and the occasional trip. And I do believe that service is now not available. It's completely gone. And that's something that was in the borough for a very long time. So, yeah, there seems to be a lack of services or similar services like that. Thank you.
Mr. Smith.
Yeah, I was going to say, what about care for the elderly, before Monica came in, actually, but I didn't know whether it was in our remit. But we have a group at the centre called Autumn Days, and that's been running for, like, absolute years. And they have a waiting list, and they're predominantly women, I have to say, who go to that group, and they do trips out and things like that. And I think that is lacking in a lot of communities, that they haven't got that facility for people to go to. Our lunch club, we've had four men who've all lost their wives, but all four of them came into the centre and just broke down in tears, because they'd relied so much on their wives to, you know, when they'd gone shopping and everything, that they hadn't got, they didn't know where to turn or what to do. And they're quite established within the lunch club now, and you know, enjoy that time. But what else is out there for them? I'm not really sure. But I mean, I sent one to Golden Goal at Burton Albion and walking football. So I think that would be a good one to find out what is out there for both women and men, really, because I don't know much about where men go, do you? Because I think it's Mavis is.
Yes,
mainly
Mavis
ladies.
Is mainly ladies. Yeah. She's got two of the 20 that actually attend on a regular basis. But again, there's a massive increase in families coming in clients wanting to come, and in a safe environment as well. I know at that centre they're able to sit and have a snooze during the session after lunch, which is lovely. And she's also been able to bring in people who are specialist around various topics, dementia, for instance, diabetes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in an urban area, so quite a few of the attendees are, you know, facing that and are quite open to diabetes type 1 and 2. And I think really, something else that Kim mentioned, it's really not really the strain on the NHS, but what we're seeing again and again, Chair and members, is that people don't have to be staying in hospital or don't have to be going to a care home. They're not at that stage. It can be managed at home. Unfortunately, the issue is that they're having to go into a care home or, you know, or alternative care, because we haven't got these facilities in the borough. So it is causing quite an issue with bed blocking in our hospitals as well.
Interesting subject, because like my first initial thoughts were, like when we're talking about respite care and these things, it'd probably be like a county council kind of scrutiny thing. But when we're looking at actual between like respite care, between that sort of grey area where between independence and going into a care home or being reliant on your other people, there can be sort of a scope there to have a scrutiny paper where we can actually look to see what actual services are there. Well, I don't know what Mike thinks to that. By the looks of it at the moment, we've probably got about four people for kind of lined up, at least before we have guests to come in to talk about things. I was going to suggest as well another scrutiny item. I don't know how this will like fit in, but I mean, this is just from my observations walking around my ward in Burton in the town centre, and how kind of it seems like a lot of, I mean, although there has been some improvements in, say, like pedestrianised areas and cycleways, but the amount of people who are, you know, using scooters, haven't got helmets on, there's certain new estates which don't have like access to a pedestrian crossing in the first like 200 metres. So I was going to suggest that we could look at look at how the borough can sort of maybe put a scrutiny item on looking into like how sort of good the pedestrianised and cycling areas are within each of the areas, you know, Burton, Uttoxeter and the surrounding areas. Does that, I mean, I know it's a kind of county council issue, but there's other items, like for example the Towns Deer Board put in with the help of the Canals Trust, the towpath in the canal, which has been very like I've been walking down there a bit and it's been very successful. Could we put on kind of that kind of, even if it's like a recommendation for the county council to look at? What do you think?
Yeah, another worthwhile subject, Chair, particularly with the works that have gone on with the canal and increasing potential for cycling provision in the network, with Station Street being improved fairly recently as well. It's certainly a topic to have either our own new generation team, if they've got any statistics around how cycling and walking provision is increasing within East Staffordshire and the requisite that you would expect to see some kind of health benefits from that, or colleagues in County Council for their views on whether that's starting to make a difference with people exercise and any future plans for that.
Councillor Holton.
Yeah, I'd also agree that would be a great topic to scrutinise and to find out more about. And everywhere, everyone active, I've noted and shared with the charity pages this just over the Easter, offering a children's cycling session Wednesday the 3rd of April, where they're offering, it is £6.80 per child, but if a child, and many in our wards, wouldn't be able to afford a bike, nevertheless, I'm sure they'll be able to afford a session at least. And on this flyer, it does state that bikes and helmets are provided, or you can bring your own. So again, that we can continue, I feel, to work with everyone active. They're doing the children's one, and I know that Councillor Smith might want to talk about her own experience when they offered the ladies the ladies' session in the same place.
I did do the ladies' session, and I used to ride a bike everywhere when I was younger, believe it or not. And I thought I could still ride a bike until I went to the ladies' session. I couldn't ride a bike. But then when I got going with it, I was zooming around there. You know, it just gave you that confidence to be able to ride a bike again. So it's good for ladies. There was a lot of ladies who'd never ridden a bike before. So that was a really good session then.
Yeah. Thank you. So yeah, we've had some interesting ideas there. I mean, there's at least five or six there on that we can look at and think about for the next meeting, and it'll give a chance to members that are not here to have a little look as well on the meeting minutes and come up with their ideas as well. So yeah, everyone happy that we move on? Thank you. Councillor Holton, so that scrutiny review programme item seven about review of suicide rates, is it possible to update the committee?
Yes. I am glad that the officer is present, as I'm trying to locate those rates. From what I can remember, obviously Councillor Smith Walker and I have met with Mike on a regular basis, and the rates were sent over quite quickly. And it was obvious by those by that table that there has been and is a steady increase of suicide rates within the borough. However, we looked at one particular table in one way, and in comparison, we're sadly, of course, in par with other similar areas of the same size. Although I think Mike did say we're slightly more in areas. Now, I think I believe the dates for that did actually only go up to 2022. And I know going into this scrutiny that councillors felt certainly that in the last year, 2023 in particular, we are aware of in our own wards of at least 7 or 8 just in 2023. So we await for those figures to come through. We also had NF met with I think 4 local mental health providers, all of which were saying the same thing: a high demand. They were working in schools as well as the community. Low morale is something that came up from schools in particular. That might be something we can scrutinise perhaps in the future on a different...
Sorry, Councillor, just to clarify, is it low morale from the staff?
Both.
Or both, okay.
Yes, and I will say in my years of working in the community, that's the first time I've heard any professional, and not more than one, actually repeat that, consistently saying that staff morale was low within certain schools within the borough, as well as children. We've found out a lot and learnt an awful lot, and as a result, hopefully we're going to be getting a directory together and signposting somewhere for people to signpost if they are feeling a level of anxiety on all levels, so not just waiting until it gets to the stage where you're wanting having suicidal tendencies, but when you're feeling in that initial lowness, feeling of not well and not really able to cope with everyday life, it's at that point. And certainly for me during this scrutiny, it's highlighted those local services that are not being commissioned, that are not being mentioned either at county or borough, and that clearly are really holding the borough together and the people that are feeling unwell initially. And again, going back to preventing them possibly from going to their NHS and being sectioned. Sadly, we lost the Margaret Stanhope, so it's Stafford, and I know there's a waiting list there. So yeah, an awareness, I hope, really, for members and going forward, perhaps to form a report that there are quite a few services in the borough, and now we are aware of them. I will just at this point bring one that perhaps I didn't pass on to you, Mike, and to the scrutiny members, which was the Midland Partnership Trust, but a focus and a whole team, quite a large team, that focus on children's mental health. And I met with them, Councillor Smith and I, at the locality forum that Staffordshire County Council run. The last one was at Meadowside a couple of weeks ago.
But we haven't heard of them.
No, we've heard of the service, but not, yeah, certainly a Midland Partnership Trust, but not particularly for young people in mental health, which I believe is on the increase also. So I'll leave those leaflets with the officer.
I'd just like to add to that as well. We were quite surprised that the age group as well, there was people in their 50s, weren't there, that were struggling with the mental health. Men and women, we asked what the figures were for men, and she said men and women, because of men losing their jobs, they couldn't cope, finances and things like that, they were quite high, weren't, yeah, they, those figures. And we were quite surprised at that age group were really struggling. And it has been a knock-on effect still from COVID, hasn't it?
Absolutely,
with the mental health, so,
yeah.
Thank you. Councillor Peters.
I would just say I know that self-harm is quite high within teenagers, especially teenage girls, social media. My own granddaughter is, her year at school, I couldn't believe the amount of girls that were going through that. And they were saying that the age group is becoming a lot younger for things like that. And that's what we were saying, that what age group is it that these mental health teams work with? And they were saying it's low age group, middle teenagers, and also.
Yeah.
Because they were saying that even they were working in primary schools, weren't they? And they were saying that, even those age children do struggle at times. I don't know about self-harming, but self-esteem.
Yeah. Definitely.
And some of the work that I've done at Angel Prison, Foster Hall, and you can see the majority of the young women, their arms are covered in scarring as a result of a lifetime of self-harming and self-abuse. And it can't seem to stop it, because it's the got nothing else in the world to think about or look for, all have been a victim of violence, and self-abuse is something where I am in control. I can cut any part of my body, it doesn't matter. I've just got to hope that someone catches them in time and is able to totally care and get them right. And of course those people then ultimately are released from custody. God knows what the rehabilitation process is. And they're back in the community and off the service starts again.
Yeah, I was just going to add to that. I was just going to add to that and just vivid memories of dealing with this at the YMCA, and that was over 20 years ago. In response to the question that you asked about the information that's out there, the only information that I'm aware of about self-harming that isn't online is in the Burton Library. And I came across that several months ago. And again, like Councillor Smith, unfortunately, very close to home, I had a 12-year-old, 13-year-old child who was refusing to go to school because of anxiety and contemplating self-harming. Sadly, pictures had been sent or acquired on social media about how to self-harm, not how to deal with those thoughts. And that led me to do some personal research, and Burton Library has got a whole collection of self-help books, both for parents, families and teenagers.
Thank you. Cool, thank you for that, Monica and everyone else for their contributions. I was just going to inquire, are we in a position to estimate a closing off of any of these groups, or is that still too early to tell?
I think we're probably a little bit too early to tell. We've got the data that County Council have supplied us with the rates. We've spoken to different providers. We've got a meeting lined up with Burton Mind as well. I think once we've had those meetings and discussions, we'll need to take stock and have a review of where we are, when the report gets written and composed.
Thank you, Mike. So going back to agenda item 8, future reviews, is it a view of the committee that we should invite some of those people in that we talked about, namely the local policing team? What was it called again, Mike? Sorry.
There's neighbourhood policing, and yep, there is the move to right care, right person.
Right care, right person, sorry, yeah.
Essentially, that's where the police won't necessarily respond to somebody in a mental health crisis. They will step back or go to what's deemed to be the relevant agency, and I think it might be useful for this committee to get a steer of how that's being delivered in East Staffordshire.
Lovely. So my suggestion would be is to try and like invite someone from the right care, right person, and also the council's own security team, Mr. Risk, to just give information to the committee regarding these two important topics. Do you think that's okay? Yeah, everyone all right with that? Okay. So that's all good then. We'll carry on to agenda item 9, to the quarter three performance reports 23-24, and I'll invite Mike to provide a performance report of the corporate plan for quarter three. Please note that appendix 2 and appendix 3 will be considered in the private part of the meeting, so if councillors have any points to discuss of these sections, please raise them in the private part of the meeting at item 12.
Thank you, Chair. Just very quickly from the executive summary, 132 targets, 118 of those are green, 3 are rated as amber status, 5 are red, 3 are not yet due to be reported on, 2 have been deleted. So of the 126 live targets, 93.65% are green, 2.3% are amber, and 3.9% are red status.
Thank you, Mike. Are there any questions on the performance report? No. OK, Okay, well, we'll move on to item 10, Staffordshire County Council Health and Care Overview and Scrutiny Committee update. I know Councillor Atkins is not here today, but have you got a report, Councillor Holton? Problem. Thank you for that, Monica. Are there any questions regarding that? Nope. Go to item number 11 then, public executive decision records. A list of public executive decisions have been circulated with the agenda. Does anyone have any questions of any of these executive decision records? No. I'll go to item number 12. Date of the next meeting is to be confirmed. And we'll email that out when that's all good. So we have three items to consider in private. So I now move that in accordance with Section 100A, Part 4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the press and the public be excluded for the remainder of the meeting, as it is likely, in view of the nature of the business to be transacted or the nature of the proceedings, that there will be disclosed exempt information as defined in the paragraphs part 1 of Schedule 12A of the Act indicated in brackets before each item number of the agenda. And we'll have to vote on this. Do I have an seconder to move to private? Councillor Smith, we'll now go to the vote. All those in favour of going to private? It's unanimous, the four in the room. We don't have to do it because there's an abstention, that's fine. And I will wait until members of the public have gone, which they have, and for any recordings to be stopped.